Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump White House economic advisor Peter Navarro formally filed a lawsuit Tuesday against the January 6th committee and the Department of Justice. In a case where he'll be acting as his own attorney. Of the lawsuit, Navarro said, quote, it's 99% aimed at the kangaroo committee that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formed, end quote. It should be noted, Nancy Pelosi's mostly partisan committee rejected the Republicans' choice to serve on the committee. President Biden will push a new economic agenda and migration policy at the 9th Annual America's Summit scheduled for June 6th through the 10th in Los Angeles, California. That's if he can get key leaders to attend. Mexican President Obrador said that he will not attend the Summit of Americas unless all nations are invited. He would then send an envoy in his place. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen called inflation transitory. She's now backtracking on CNN as inflation is here to stay for a while.
Look, I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take. There have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy.
Hundreds of billions of COVID dollars was lost to fraud. Republicans want answers from the Biden administration for mishandling such a large amount of money.
House Republicans are demanding answers about COVID tax dollars lost to fraud that the Biden administration was investigating. Ranking members sending a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland saying there were reports of fraud totaling hundreds of billions of dollars. The letter criticizing the lack of critical safeguards that could have left those funds open to improper use. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Cease and desist letters are telling Las Vegas wedding chapels no more Elvis impersonators. The order is from Authentic Brands Group, a licensing company that owns the rights to Elvis. Wedding operators are saying business is finally getting back to normal. Now this, couples going to Vegas seem to want an Elvis wedding. David Lee Roth, the first lead singer of Van Halen when they propelled to rock star status in the late 70s, was seen at LAX Airport in Southern California returning from a gig in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico over the weekend. DLR alluded to coming out of retirement.
There's always a tomorrow for a singer. Not so much for a trombone player in these days, okay?
The pandemic blew up his Las Vegas residency about a year and a half ago. A Washington, D.C. jury voted that Michael Sussman was not guilty of lying to the FBI. South Carolina Republican and House Oversight Committee member Representative Nancy Mace on Newsmax said special counsel John Durham and his prosecutors did not get a fair day in court, and that D.C. elites are never held accountable for breaking laws.
And it doesn't feel like they got a fair day in court. And it feels like that no one is ever held accountable in this country for breaking the law, particularly in the highest echelons of campaigns and the federal government. And it's inexcusable, really. And the frustration of the American people, I'm sure, will be palpable with this verdict. But we just want someone, anyone, to be held accountable for the laws that they're breaking.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. How you doing? Good to have you with us. It is hump day and the first of the month. Good to have you with us. Rick Manning is with us as well. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Mr. Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Does that mean it's not good to have me with you?
Since no, I
said... Good to have you with us. It's, and we've got Rick Manning, too. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Don't be so... Well, I'll tell you, that's all I need is people being real sensitive. I guess. I mean, and it all has to do with what happened with Michael Sussman. I know everybody now thinking, okay, there are two different, you know, rails of justice here. You know, there's one for the everyday folk, the minions like you and me, and then you got the Democrats, and they're well protected, right?
Well, as long as your jury's in D.C., you're not going to convict a political Democrat. That's, you know, the best jury pool. You know, the strange thing about it is, you know, the prosecution got to knock off jurors who they didn't think could be fair on that jury trial, and you still got three Clinton donors, an AOC donor, and somebody who played soccer or rugby or crew or something with his daughter. So imagine how bad the ones were that got knocked off.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, D.C. we need to jettison, you know, they're already kind of jettisoned anyway, but we ought to officially just jettison them, you know, from the union. I mean, they're not part of the rest of the country. I mean, you can't have 95%, you know, a liberal entity having such, you know, such influence. I mean, this is, you know, this isn't about blind justice anymore.
No, it isn't. But you know, it isn't even just liberal. It's when the business of government is everybody's business, mm-hmm. and you're the person who's trying to drain the swamp, your team drain the swamp. Guess what?
Right.
Everybody whose business, you know, where government is their business, whether they would self-identify as right or left, are on your and not on your team. And that's why in the primary in 2016, I think Donald Trump got something like 4% of the Republican primary in 2016 in D.C. So it's not just, you know, Republican, Democrat. It's establishment against, you know, the rest of the world. And the truth of the matter is this type of trial should not be held in D.C. or in Northern Virginia. It ought to be somewhere, you know, randomly picked elsewhere because it's a trial that isn't a local trial. It's about a national issue. And yet we have people who have local interests making the decisions.
And clearly they're going to serve their own interests because that's what people do.
What they do.
I mean, it's the old business axiom. Yeah, people will do that which they get rewarded for. So they're not going to look at it this way. And the fact that you could even have the FBI, the way this was positioned, as Jonathan Turley said, is that you have a presentation that the FBI were either dupes or they were complicit. Well, they decided to conveniently, I guess, fall on their petard here and say that they were just stupid. Now,
the FBI was stupid.
Yeah, right. I mean, let's go for that one. Come on. This whole deal was...
The same FBI who sat there and said, hey, the Trump administration really hasn't gotten any of their protocols in place yet. Let's see if we can sneak into the White House and the guy, false pretenses, and interview Michael Flynn without his attorney there. Yeah, that's it. That FBI that at the same time was too naive to understand that the guy who worked for the Clinton campaign, who said, oh, this isn't part of the Clinton campaign, but I've got some stuff to you, then brings them the exact stuff that the Clinton campaign was pitching them, and says, oh, clearly this is separate. Yeah, that FBI,
right.
the naive FBI who just doesn't understand how things fit together versus the same FBI that at the same time was busy figuring out that they could essentially trick the system and do what they were attempting to do is get Michael Flynn out of the National Security Advisor role. And those two things happened in tandem. So, boy,
well,
the universe to believe that.
Well, again, you know, the Democrats are, you know, they're proving to be, you know, experts in rigging the systems. I mean, they've done this time and time again, so no big surprise. There was an expected outcome. They made it happen. Are there bodyguards? Is somebody protecting Robbie Mook right now?
I think Robbie Mook will be okay. He didn't say anything. You know, he did not really finger Hillary Clinton for doing anything that is illegal. He fingered her for – he merely set the chain of decision-making in the campaign. And that's the one thing that's actually interesting and useful out of this exercise is if leaking a political, basic opposition research to the media has to be cleared by Hillary Clinton and her campaign, then everything had to be cleared by Hillary Clinton because that's normal operating procedure. That's kind of the press secretary's job is to try to get negative information or about your opponent or positive information about you. You don't need the candidate at the very top of a very big chain of command to make that kind of decision. And yet, here we are. He admitted that she was that things had to be cleared through her. So guess what? If that had to be cleared through her, everything had to be cleared through her.
Of course.
And so that actually ends up being complicit. I'll ever see a court hold her accountable.
Right. Well, the reason I bring this up, and of course, people have been hearing about another Clinton-related death, rather suspicious. I mean, the list is growing here. I mean, this is absolutely insane. And of course, Rick, this makes us all sound like we're a bunch of tinfoil, crazy, you know, conspirators. I mean, the Clinton family is just unbelievable. What is this? Like, it's like the mini mafia or something. I don't know, or maybe even bigger than the mafia. So many people are dying that are associated with this family.
If you were running if you had a movie and you had this trail of dead bodies of people associated with the Clintons, and you had this trail of dead bodies that were being left behind, it would be to say that people would sit there and look at that movie and say, what a boring movie. We know who's doing it. But we have this almost irrefutable trail of bodies that are all associated, you know, having weird accidents and stuff. And yet, guess what? I guess the one thing you don't say is point the finger because there's that trail of bodies to remind you why you shouldn't. Not to put too far.
Just, well, yeah, exactly. And, You know, and then going back to this Durham case and with Sussman and that, you've got a very complicit judge ruling out evidence and things that the prosecution should have been able to present. But he made it clear up front that Hillary Clinton was not on trial here.
Yes, he did. And as a result, he made it so that it was very difficult to show the connections and why you could make no other conclusion than that this was that he was representing the Clinton campaign. But, you know, that the judge made that decision.
More from Rick after this. Stay with us.
Trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. God is moving in Albania and Kosovo, with the Tide Ministry partners in the area hearing from thousands of listeners just in the first quarter of the year. Many people call or write in to tell our radio pastors how their gospel messages are bringing positive change into their lives. This high number of listeners responding to the Tide Gospel broadcasts demonstrates the genuine desire of the people to know more about God. And we're grateful to have committed partners who follow up with listeners and lead them into genuine faith. Even as we're celebrating these impressive numbers, we're taking steps to expand our outreach team in Albania to provide even more opportunities for people to hear about Jesus. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Albania and Kosovo whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Nineteen minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Rick Manning continues with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. And we were just talking off air, and, you know, Rick and I had not talked about this before. And he was sharing from his heart, you know, his response to the news about Michael Cesar. I wasn't surprised. I mean, I knew this was coming. You knew the thing was kind of fixed, the way this was all being played out. And I think Rick probably felt the same thing. But the reality is that we're kind of hoping that, you know, we're in this to try to get this country back on track. And we have got to reset our country based on morality, based on the rule of law, based on fairness, based on our Constitution. And you've got a powerful entity in a political party, and you can say Democrats, but also there are compliant Republicans, because the whole system, in my humble opinion, is compromised at every end. I mean, full stop. It is compromised because, you know, like we've been saying from day one, the ambitions of those that we elect into office aren't about the people. There are very few elected officials who can hold the line, because the economy of the Beltway is power and control. It's about getting reelected. So when they come into office, they have their grand meeting with all the freshman colleagues, and they, you know, talk philosophically for a moment, and then, you know, a sobering voice speaks up and says, "All that's fine and well, but your number one job here on the Beltway since you got elected is to get reelected. So your constituents' interests are subordinated to your survival." That is the economy of the Beltway. So when you have that kind of situation taking place, it's no longer a government of, for, by, we the people. I mean, we're fooling ourselves, Rick, thinking that that's the way it is. That is not the way it is. And I think people are slowly but surely, especially with the evidence, the clear evidence of this current administration and what's happening in D.C. And Sussman is just it's just another indication. It's another piece of fruit fallen from this corrupt tree.
Well, it is just another piece of fruit falling from this corrupt tree. And this fault setting in Washington, D.C. in 2022 is that the system wins. The, you know, in 2016, when Donald Trump was elected, he promised to drain the swamp. And it's the one, and the swamp fought back. And quite honestly, the swamp continues to fight back. And will continue to fight back, no matter who gets elected in 2022, 2025, or 2024, to the office in 2025. I do think that, though, that this kernel of good news out of this, okay, and I didn't say this off air, you were busy getting me mad because we were talking about Hillary Clinton, and by the time the end of it was, I was sputtering and couldn't get words out, and I was getting mad. But I'm over that now. Thank you. The fact is, it is hard. It is really, really hard in a world where it just seems like the system itself is the, like I said, the default setting is on protect the system at all costs. I think there's something that's happening, though. I think this is the glimmer of hope here is that the people, they're no longer hiding. We now see it. They're no longer pretending. The teeth are bared. And as a result, while that is the most dangerous and a very dangerous situation, in some ways it's less dangerous than when the system is just blithely grinding along and you don't even realize it and you wake up suddenly and the Fourth Amendment is gone, which is what happened through the Patriot Act. So we have, at least we're seeing the bare teeth of those who want to take away our freedom. And it's our responsibility to tell them no. And quite honestly, it's our responsibility to tell people who say they want to represent us, ask them a simple question. What issue are you willing to lose your election on? What's the hill you're willing to die on?
Right.
Politically? Because if they can't answer that question, then they don't care about any issue enough and then more than themselves. And as a result, they have no business being your elected representative. So during primary seasons, ask people that question. Force them to answer it. If they won't answer it, if they dodge it, then they're telling you the only issue I care about is me and my power.
Yeah, exactly.
And avoid that person at all costs.
Well, and keep in mind, the person or persons that are going to dance around that question more than likely are incumbents, because the paradigm is set. in their mind and in their philosophy. You know, junior people coming in, freshmen, they still have some ideology, and they haven't yet, you know, gone through their freshman orientation. But they will, and they'll find out. But, you know, the true question, Rick, is that, you know, is America at that point? You know, you mentioned early, and I thought it was interesting that you used this term. You said this is a Tea Party moment. You know, is America, does America today, 340 million people, is there enough intestinal fortitude somewhere in the midst of the 340 million, you know, population here and patriots that are willing? I mean, you asked the question of potential elected officials. Well, what is that same question could be asked of us, we the people. What are you willing to die for? You know, what are you willing to fall on your sword for? I mean, we've got people, January 6th people, who, yes, some of them broke the law, no question. We're not excusing them. But for the people who went down and said, you know, over a million people descended on D.C. and said, this is a bunch of crock. You know, this is not right what happened with this election. We got a problem here. And Nancy Pelosi and, as you said, the bureaucracy, the deep state, put a squash on it. They put their spin, their narrative spin, and they knew it was coming. So they already had operatives, people in the FBI already involved, these other groups that they could control and manipulate. And they built a story. And all of a sudden, you got, you know, you have probably half of the people that actually went into the Capitol building, in numbers wise, the Capitol Police outnumbered them 2-3 to 1, and they couldn't withhold it. They couldn't withhold these people. Are you kidding me?
We just had last week, end of last week, gentleman be convicted in federal court of all charges. Who the testimony was? Capitol Police let him in.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't break anything. He didn't touch anything. He took a couple of pictures, was there 45 minutes, and left. Okay? That's all he did. Mm-hmm. There was no, he didn't break in. He didn't do any of those things. Open door, caused no havoc, participated, no rioting, nothing. No actual, he was just there. He spent 12 months in jail, and he was convicted. Because he's had the audacity of saying, I didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't plead out. And so now they're going to sentence him still. But he's convicted on all counts. It doesn't matter. And so you look at that level of injustice and you compare it to a political operative who uses his power to, with his past, by the way, he still had to enter the Justice Department without having to go through special screening. So this is a gentleman who, Sussman, who had the ability to walk in the Justice Department at any time, was essentially a semi-employee of the Justice Department by virtue of this easy access, mm-hmm. works for the Clinton campaign, essentially is pushing a narrative that is blatantly false, completely and totally false.
And, Rick, you're going to tell me the FBI wasn't aware that he had any association with the Clinton campaign?
Well, they were aware, because that's why he had to say in his email that this has anything to do with the Clinton campaign. The other piece on it that people have forgotten and don't... the only reason we know about this guy is because the general counsel of the DOJ said... He kept him in his pocket, didn't mention him until he was being questioned about this. He said, oh, this guy gave it to him.
Mm.
So he was the designated fall guy, and we still couldn't convict the fall guy. It's crazy and frustrating.
As you said, Rick, America has become a third world country. I mean, this is what the left and what the sophisticated bureaucratic elites have done to our Constitution and what they're doing to our country in much the same way that Maduro has been doing to Venezuela. A little bit different, but, you know, still the same end game. It still ends the same. It's ugly. It's not positive for we the people. Rick Manning, he's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick.
Sponsored by Kia America. Kia America is welcoming the future this holiday season. After another long year, Kia America celebrated the different stories of people across the nation with a bright new display. This year, Kia America brought the giant New Year's numerals seen in New York City's Times Square on a cross-country road trip. Starting at the Los Angeles Auto Show, the numerals visited 18 states on the back of a Kia Telluride SUV and illuminated by the new all-electric EV6 at night before ending at Times Square in New York City in time for the New Year. James Bell is the head of corporate communications at Kia America.
We are thrilled to be delivering the Times Square New Year's Eve numerals to their home high above One Times Square and help bring in the arrival of 2022. During the cross-country trip to New York, our all-new electric vehicle, the EV6, provided power to one of the lights and helped celebrate achievements in our communities and spread a little holiday cheer.
To learn more, visit Kia.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump White House economic advisor Peter Navarro formally filed a lawsuit Tuesday against the January 6th committee and the Department of Justice in a case where he'll be acting as his own attorney. Of the lawsuit, Navarro said, quote, it's 99% aimed at the kangaroo committee that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formed, end quote. It should be noted, Nancy Pelosi's mostly partisan committee rejected the Republicans' choice to serve on the committee. President Biden will push a new economic agenda and migration policy at the 9th Annual America's Summit scheduled for June 6th through the 10th in Los Angeles, California. That's if he can get key leaders to attend. Mexican President Obrador said that he will not attend the Summit of Americas unless all nations are invited. He would then send an envoy in his place. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
America, Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. The Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington, Mr. Bill Pasco, joins us now. Hey, Bill, how are you, buddy?
I'm well, Bill. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing great. Increasingly disturbed by what is happening with the Biden administration and his band of apparatchik attorneys that want to continue to ignore the Constitution. I mean, we suffered under the Obama-Biden years from a president who was touted to be some sort of, constitutional professor, and maybe his awareness of the Constitution was how to avoid it and circumvent it than it was to do which his oath of office calls for, and that is to uphold their said Constitution, right?
Well, absolutely. The Constitution sets out 2 duties for the President of the United States. Article 2, Section 1 says the President takes an oath of office. Either he swears or he affirms to faithfully execute the office of President of the United States, and that includes his oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Later in Section 2, Article 3, it says he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. So the first one is a promise that he follows the law. The second one is a promise that he enforces the laws that are on the books. And unfortunately, our current president, who I take no delight in pointing out, finished 76th in a class of 85 in law school. So he wasn't near the top 5% or the top 10% or even in the top half of his law school class. He was 76th out of 85. he doesn't do a very good job of following the law or enforcing the law. It's just, it's remarkable. We've had any number. This guy hasn't even been in office 2 years, and it takes more than one hand to count off the number of times that federal judges, including the Supreme Court twice, have struck down right. decisions that he's taken, different executive orders. We've had his the vaccine mandate on federal employees, federal contractors. We've had the vaccine mandate on large employers who employ more than 100 people. We've had the eviction moratorium. Just last week, we had Federal District Judge Robert Summerhays in the Western District of Louisiana putting the kibosh on his plan to lift Title 42. It seems everywhere he turns, he's a guy who isn't following the law. And what's really troubling about it, Bill, is he knows he's not following the law. If you recall last summer, when he was talking about putting in place an order to extend the eviction moratorium, he said, you know, my lawyers tell me this probably won't work, but we're going to do it anyway because it'll take the other side a while to take us to court. And every day that the eviction moratorium stays in place is another day that we keep somebody from being evicted. So, you know, even though I'm pretty sure that the courts will throw this out, it'll take them a couple of weeks to do that. And so we'll save a couple of people for a couple of weeks. I mean,
what does that say?
Absurd position. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a blatant disregard to his vow and oath of office, his responsibility as the President of the United States to game the system that way. I mean, you might expect it from some junior attorney somewhere, but not from the President of the United States, would you? Or am I missing something here?
Well, I would think, you know, I appreciate a creativity in approaching the law. I appreciate trying to do the best for your client. In this case, he views himself almost as the head of a law firm whose client is the United States. The problem is the United States is full of diverse interests, people from all over with diverse backgrounds, diverse socioeconomic backgrounds, diverse interests. Right now, we're getting ready for what is quite possibly going to be the biggest breach of his duty to follow the laws on the books, and that is he's getting ready to willy-nilly just wipe out $10,000 in student debt for everybody who holds student debt, student loans, outstanding student loans. So who are you, what are we actually talking about there? We're talking about taking tax dollars. If you just limit it to $10,000 for everybody who owes student loans right now, the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says that would come to about $230 billion. That's what it would cost the government to write off the student debt up to $10,000. Now, what does that mean? That means we're going to be taking tax dollars that are paid by truckers and waitresses and teachers and cops and firefighters, and we're going to use their tax money to pay off the student loan debt of who? Doctors and lawyers. Doctors and lawyers. What do doctors and lawyers have in common? They don't make $47,000 a year, most of them. Most of them are well into the six figures. It seems, and they entered into a contract. They took out a loan. You know, I paid for college. I took out student loans. I paid them off. There are a ton of people in this country that took out loans to pay off education.
Yeah, as did I. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
We all are familiar with this. You take out a loan because you need money now. You view it as an investment in your future. Guess what? I think I'm going to be able to make more money in the future if I have a college degree. And in my case, I got a graduate degree. So there was more student loan, but I paid them off decades ago. I see no reason that we need to be entering into private contracts. And what we're doing again is taking money from one disfavored group of people and washing it through government, taking a little bit off the top for the government. There's always a skim, and then paying it off, paying off the debts of a favored group of people. So it's, you know, I hate to use this, but this goes back to Lenin's question, whom? Who is doing what to whom? That's the essential question of politics as he saw it. And in this case, we're using government to take from a disfavored group and give it to a favored group. And the oddball thing is for a Democratic president is we're taking from the working class and giving to the upper class. This is crazy.
Well, it's all turned on its head. I mean, even with this recent not guilty verdict on Michael Sussman, the ex-Clinton campaign lawyer, not guilty in the Trump-Russia trial. Well, you know this was going to happen. I mean, it was fixed from the get-go. I mean, here you are in D.C., where you've got 95% of D.C. consisting of very liberal Democrats, only 5% conservative, and even at that, they're like Punxsutawney Phil. They're hesitant to stick their head out from underneath and let their shadow be seen at the risk of being terminated because of the way, you know, the Democrats have weaponized every aspect of government.
Oh, that's remarkable. Three of the, if I remember correctly, three of the members of the jury acknowledged to the judge during the voir dire, during the vetting of the jury on the first day of the trial, three of the 12 members acknowledged that they were donors to Hillary Clinton's campaign. And yet,
right,
they get to stay on the jury because the judge says, hey, this is the, as you just pointed out, this is the District of Columbia. It's going to be hard to find, mm-hmm. to find 12 people who weren't donors to Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016. It's outrageous. But look, we're supposed to have a guy at the top of the federal structure. We're supposed to have a president whose duty it is, who swears an oath to faithfully execute the laws and then later to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. He's got to follow the law. He's got to enforce the law. Biden is doing neither. It's not good.
And look at what's happening with our Justice Department. They're following the lead of the chief executive officer of our country in much the same way that Lois Lerner did in attacking the Tea Parties, if you recall, when she was in charge of the IRS.
Oh, I remember it well. We had, you know, they tried to decapitate the Tea Party 10, 11, 12 years ago when they started auditing donors and auditing these nascent citizen groups that were forming that were just asking for they were asking for a little bit of help here, a little bit of help there. And instead, they got these intrusive questionnaires from the IRS. You know, I would argue that the IRS is the most feared agency of the federal government. I think most people would, if they had a choice, they would say, wait a minute, you're going to send a team from the federal government to knock on my door and question me? And you're asking me, would I rather have the FBI show up or the IRS? I'll take the FBI, please. I don't want to deal with the IRS.
Yep.
Nobody wants enough
to leave
the IRS.
We'll leave everybody with that final thought. Bill Pascoe, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP man in Washington. Bill, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Well, in our earnest desire to get this country back on track, and I know you feel the same way, you know, we've got to deal with the truth, and we have to be honest about, you know, what's happening in our country. And that is not all that common, as you can tell. I mean, it just seems like, you know, thousands of different narratives that violate the truth ever since we bought into this silly idea that your truth is your truth and my truth is my truth and truth is relative. I mean, what a dangerous slippery slope we find ourselves on even to this day as we try to, you know, find out the truth and the reality of what's going on with our government. It is just unbelievable what is going on. I mean, you see what happened with the Sussman case. What's going on with the January 6th Patriots, the injustice that is taking place here. And, you know, and I believe that many of us, and it's sadly, it's almost becoming a bit of a delusion that we think that we're still being run by the U.S. Constitution, that that is the guiding light. I mean, clearly what's happening in the Beltway seems to abandon that. If you think not, I mean, let's take a look at the southern border. Now, Chris Chmielewski, he's the deputy director at Numbers USA, and he's going to be reporting on the foreign-born population, which is at a record high with 2/3 of the increase under Biden, all due to illegal immigration. Okay, can you get your brain around that? Can you see what's coming? I mean, this is why people from other countries that have been taken over by Marxists and socialists and communists come to this country and go, what? Can you not see what is going on with your country? How it's being taken over? You know, one step at a time. And here's this evidence, and how do you deny what's going on? You kind of sense, okay, we saw what happened in California where the demography of the state got turned, you know, just cattywampus. I mean, got turned on its head. And what drove that change was illegal immigration and open borders and the sanctuary state that California has become. Is Chris with us now? I think we're still waiting on him.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you are there. Okay. You were so silent like a church mouse. I couldn't hear you. And I'm thinking, okay. Okay. All right. So Chris Chmielewski joins us. As I said, he's the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism. So break it down for us, Chris. I mean, these foreign-born population numbers, you know, they're at a record high. I mean, up until, I guess, the recent birth rates, this is the first increase we've had, I think, in maybe, what, 5-7 years. But when you look at foreign-born population, I mean, they're reproducing like rabbits.
Yeah, this is... This report comes from our friends at the Center for Immigration Studies, a group that we rely on for information a lot. But basically, all they did was they just looked at the American Community Survey, which is run by the Census Bureau, but it's a survey they do on a more regular basis. And this just looked at the numbers basically the first 16 months that President Biden was in office. And yeah, as you mentioned, an increase of 2 million residents living in the United States who were foreign born, and it increases the share of the immigrant population here in the United States to 14.8%, and we're heading in a direction where it was at 14.3%, the highest in history was 14.8%, which if we continue this pace, we're going to hit it in another year or two. Which is well ahead of what the Census Bureau expected. The Census Bureau thought we would never hit that 14.8% number, and here we are, just maybe a year or two away. And as you pointed out, two-thirds of the growth due to the border crisis, illegal immigration.
Exactly. And, Chris, I get it. We're all immigrants. You know, nobody's claiming any higher ground here. We're all immigrants, but there is a legal way in which to do this. And the problems that we have in America today and why crime has risen is because we're very casual about law and order. And now it's the number three concern on the minds of those who are most likely voters. And I guess now you can even include illegal immigrants, because some of the states now are saying even if you're an illegal immigrant, we're going to give you a ballot. So, I mean, this is how insane this has become, is you've got people who really do not have skin in the game, and they're allowed to have an influence on our elections. I mean, our founding fathers have got to be spinning in their graves, and I don't mean at a slow spin. I mean at a high spin.
Yeah. And again, this isn't a slap against legal immigration. You know, we had about 650,000 of those 2 million people are people who came here illegally. And mm-hmm. and while that number is not as high as it normally is, on average, we put in about 1.1 million new legal immigrants every single year. It was a little bit lower because of some of the COVID travel restrictions and things like that. So that certainly had an impact on it. Another thing that had an impact is USCIS, Citizenship and Immigration Services, on the Department of Homeland Security, which is responsible for processing green cards and visa applications. They've got this huge backlog of cases that they haven't even reviewed yet because they're dealing with the 1.35 million new illegal aliens that we have living in the United States. So that's another byproduct of the border crisis, is that it's slowing down it's actually hurting the folks that are trying to come into the country the right way. So, you know, as you mentioned, we do have a tradition of immigration, but there's got to be immigration within reason. And when you're talking about two-thirds of all immigration increases over the last 16 months coming from illegal immigration, I mean, something's got to stop. And unfortunately, it looks like we're heading in the opposite direction.
Well, Chris, to your point, exactly. I mean, 250 years near of experience, practical application of immigration. We've been able to enact immigration policies that are win-win and are fair-minded. And then you have Democrats once again, after the Ronald Reagan years, which, you know, they said, okay, this is going to be the last time we're going to do this. We're going to really, you know, concentrate on sealing up the border. Well, a big lie. They had their fingers crossed because that's what they do. And you know, and let's just admit that it's, you know, we put it all on the Democrats, and the Democrats, well, don't, it's not just us. It's the Republicans, you know, it's the Chamber of Commerce and all this other stuff, you know, and regardless of who's responsible, you know, you can, there's plenty of blame to go around. The fact of the matter is either we're going to have fair-minded legal immigration that is win-win for all concerned, the citizens here in America, and those that are coming in, that they have a fair chance to assimilate and be successful and realize the American dream. I mean, right now, I mean, we're overloading the system to such a degree. Now you have immigrants that are complaining, saying, wait a minute, where's my services? You know, I'm being left out in the cold here. Well, you know, you got into the country and illegally, and you're looking to this bureaucracy that has been just rankly inefficient and ineffective, and you're going to rely on them, and you're going to find out, you know, the hard way what it's all about. But what is inevitable as we continue to see the rise of crime and illegal drugs and sex trafficking and all this other stuff that is not beneficial for healthy communities, is you're going to see an increase in all this. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're just on the verge of food shortages that are unprecedented, Chris. And this is going to, you know, increase the crime. It's inevitable that it will have an effect on the crime rate in every neighborhood across the country, except for maybe where Nancy Pelosi lives and maybe Washington, parts of Washington, D.C.
Right,
those exclusive
right.
high-rent areas, you know I'm talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned the elections. You go back and you look at the runoff that was in Texas's 28th congressional district. That was between the two Democrats, Henry Cuellar and Jessica Cisneros. And Cisneros, who supports a more open borders type policy, and Cuellar, who hasn't done anything but at least has spoken critically of the Biden administration's. And, you know, there's a district where they thought abortion and gun control was going to be the top issue. And instead, what is it? It's border security that rose to the top in a district that's predominantly Latino.
So yes, right.
You can see who's it's not just, you know, they everybody.
Chris, because Chris, you know, see what happens.
Americans that are concerned about this, but it's not.
It affects the Hispanic communities, first of all, because birds of a feather flock together, because where are they going to go? They're not going to go up to San Francisco. They're going to go into a community that speaks their language, that there's some assimilation of culture and that sort of thing that they can do. And that's where they gravitate. And so those communities are quickly affected, whether it has to do with jobs, crime rates, you know, sex trafficking, abductions, and all that that goes in, because they get in, and we don't even know. I mean, we do know some things, you know, that and Mayorkas is just very casual about it, that, oh, about four dozen, you know, felons we let in, you know, like no big whoop. All it does is take one. I mean, how many did it take for 9/11? You know, less than four dozen, you know?
Yeah.
And but here we are after 9/11. It's like all of a sudden everybody's checked their brains at the door somewhere, and it's common sense is out the window, and it just doesn't matter, because there is an alternate plan and agenda that somehow people think in this country that the Constitution still reigns. The people in power could care less about the Constitution. And I say that blatantly and directly, because look at the policies that they enact and look what they're doing to this country. They are devastating. They're killing this country at every turn, so that everybody will finally just throw up their hands and give up and say, okay, Sussman got away with it. Hillary gets away with it. Biden keeps doing his crazy stuff. And we're now up to $10, $12 a gallon of gas. And there's not enough electric vehicles to serve the people. So now we're going to be on an involuntary lockdown that has nothing to do with COVID, but has everything to do with the economy. That is just around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. And I know it sounds bleak and you think, oh, Martinez, you've gone over the top here. You've had too much tequila and it's too early. You need to back off. But this is what I'm seeing. Humbly.
Yeah, and I wish I could say it can't get any worse, but I'm afraid it will with a couple of the new rules the administration is.
Stay tuned for details. Chris Chmielewski.
We decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.